Can you hear the background sound? Is it clear enough? Can you get the impression that I'm actually in a real cafe? Bit of beat music and stuff. Basically, it does provide what Bernie Goldbach was talking about. It provides a bit of context for where I am. It gives you, doesn't it, a sort of sense of the kind of person I am. How on earth would I, who is in business, out there trying to earn my living, drop into a cafe in the middle of the afternoon and have this kind of music going on in the background? And how could I do something which I'm deliberately doing in order to influence my reputation? I am reputation building while I am recording an audio in a cafe in Glanmire. And it's as simple as that. Now, I have a particular type of reputation I'm trying to build. So it is a different reputation from somebody who would be speaking to you from the boardroom, be speaking to you from even, let's say, a studio. But it is a reputation. And I could as easily be talking to you from either one of those places, or for that matter, I could be talking to you from the sideline of your son or daughter's camogie or hurling match. You know, the situation in which you do the connections, or from where you do the connections, the situation, the context, is as important to the connection you want to make as your own voice, or certainly a million times, in my opinion, more important than the specific content that you're trying to pass over from yourself to somebody else. So I just want to say to Bernie Goldbach, thank you for making an eloquent case for the use of audio, one which I will refer to when I go to UL on Saturday, and where I go into a room and address the issue of whether audio is old or new, whether it's old, gone on the way out, or whether it's just about coming through into the new. But I want to say hello to Peter Donegan and to Brian Green. I've never really worked with you two guys, and if we connect tomorrow at Pro Tip, I'll, it sounds like my daughter is calling me, so I'm going to have to break off for a minute, and I'll be back. Right, where was I? Yes, well, wherever I was, I've just revealed to you that I work and look after my daughter at the same time and drink a cup of tea. So I'm a very social kind of animal. But I'm going to look forward to, I heard Bernie mention Fireman Rich over there in New York. I've had contact with him, and my personal, well, it'd be wrong to call him a mentor, but the guy who I admire most of all and who I learn from all the time, Christian Payne over there in the UK. So what is it that we're doing? We're really communicating like this because we want to help other people, or I want to, let me be very specific, I would like people to realize how easy it is, and secondly, how natural and normal it is to use audio for business development. Well, if you're more interested in the development of your cause, in other words, you know, save the whale or 50-50, or if you're interested in, you know, save your local Garda station, the use of audio to me, whether it's for that reason or any of the other reasons that you're interested in enough to tune into Pro Tip. To me, I learned a lesson some years ago, which is that after having worked very hard and very long hours as a writer for business, and a big blogger, writing a lot of blogs, so I had really well immersed myself in the social media experience, I discovered that you save an awful lot of time by using audio. So you can do audio messaging out there very, very quickly. With a bit of practice, you will get enough confidence to trust that what's going to come out of your mouth will be okay, and you won't have to script it beforehand. Nothing of what I'm saying to you now is scripted. It's easy to talk to you because I have a very strong commitment to what I'm saying, and I also have a very strong empathy for the situation that you find yourself in if you haven't done this before. Because I wasn't born able to talk like this. It takes practice to be able to fluently, and you have to make the mistakes. So, you know, I'm a strong believer in make mistakes. You will learn from making mistakes. You carry on. And you can make mistakes in producing audio for your business, because the wonderful thing is that you can even increase the extent to which people think you're really human. And by that means the extent to which they will identify you by making a mistake in public and then showing how you will recover from it. The topic is so interesting, isn't it? I mean, it really is. And the one thing is certain, that all the people who are going to be there in Cashel, or not Cashel, Clonmel tomorrow — I'll be driving up from Cork for this event — but all the people who are going to be there are going to be almost certainly big radio lovers. You know, I don't know anyone in Ireland, to be honest, who doesn't like the radio. I know many people who don't like the TV. But I also know that there are people who like the fact that you can listen to audio while you're driving a car, while you're doing the ironing, while you're making a cake. You can listen to audio while you're drafting a policy statement. It takes a little practice to do that, but you can certainly listen to music while doing it. I did all my school homework while listening to the radio. So there we are. Audio is a great medium, and the point is you already love it. What sometimes people don't realize is that they can actually use the things that they love to do other things. And it's certainly a lot cheaper than getting a TV production team out there, you know, and recording them and hiring, all that sort of thing. You can put this audio that you're listening to right now — you could, if you wanted to, put it into your own blog post on your own website, in which you decide, well, I'm going to write about voices that I have heard that have attracted me or repelled me. So I'm going to leave you with a little bit of ambient music here, and looking forward to other voices on this channel.